If we fumble now, that is what we will be remembered for. Not finishing the job.
Welcome to the Aldercast, a professional guide to Chicago politics. Each week, we're going to try to tell you what actually happened in Chicago government, what passed, who said what in their own words, and why it matters. I'm A.D. Quigg.
And I'm Claudia Morell. It's Friday, February 12th, and a lot happened at City Hall this week. Aldermen finally have a real watchdog, but he won't be able to investigate everything aldermen and their staff do.
Is that the Inspector General's job? To investigate our performance as aldermen? What's the metric for that?
Mayor Emanuel didn't get the tobacco taxes he wanted. A group of Southside aldermen blocked that plan.
Today, she's selling loose cigarettes from the luxury of a brand new Jeep.
And there was a retirement.
I do genuinely wish you the very best, Will, in the private sector.
A plan to give surplus TIF money to CPS was also the victim of some fancy procedural footwork.
No, that is not out of Alderman Munoz.
But first, let's start with this week's biggie. City Hall's Inspector General Joe Ferguson is now in charge of investigating aldermen. But his oversight's limited.
Yeah, the ethics reform plan the city council passed is not the original plan devised over a year ago. When the plan got tabled last month, a group of aldermen made some key changes.
Ferguson can't audit the $66 million menu program that dishes out about $1 million to aldermen each year.
And he can't audit workers' compensation either. Powerful finance chairman Ed Burke will still be in charge of that.
Here's how it played out on Wednesday.
Alderman Smith.
Last month, a majority of us were ready to support an ethics ordinance that was first proposed back in September of 2014. Now, a few weeks later, doubts have surfaced in this chamber. I understand these concerns, and I say that oversight of this chamber should not be hobbled under any guise. Limiting oversight is the same as evading it.
Alderman Burns.
Our expense accounts are a matter of public record. So this idea that there are programs that are administered by the City Council that require the Inspector General to have oversight over those programs seems to me stretching the powers of the Inspector General.
Alderman Moore.
Maybe I'm counting noses wrong, but I don't see the votes. So please don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Alderman Riley.
What I think is most insulting is that it's been suggested voting against a substitute ordinance is somehow pandering to the media. So maybe it's a coincidence that both the Chicago media and the people we've been elected to represent agree on
Alderman
something.
Alderman Arena?
We're at the goal line here. We have carried this to the one-yard line. Finally, if we fumble now, that is what we will be remembered for.
And so the people who want the unamended ordinance are writing a blank check. And we know in Chicago and Illinois, when you write a blank check to some law enforcement officers, and don't mistake it, IGs consider themselves prosecutors. We know about prosecutorial misconduct in this body. And there will be no one else watching if you pass.
Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Alderman Miranda. The roll call vote ended in a tight 25-23 split. Two aldermen weren't there. One happened to be Alderman Kerry Austin, who delayed a vote on this issue last month.
The roll call vote officially approving what people called the watered-down plan passed 29-19.
And that wasn't the only procedural hurdle this week.
That will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Item number
Remember
four,
that plan we talked about from freshman Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa? It was a lifeline for CPS to help plug their budget gap by using surplus TIF funds. The property tax money is usually spent on infrastructure projects.
But not everyone was on board. Here's 9th Ward Alderman Anthony Beal basically saying, don't even think about touching my TIF.
I have the largest development in the city of Chicago going on right now. I'm not going to let somebody tell me what's best for my community when I'm creating thousands of jobs, reducing crime because those jobs are being created. Now you want to just take people's TIF for one shot in the arm to do what? Okay? Learn the job before you start dictating what other aldermen should be doing with their TIF money.
Here's where the procedural stuff comes in. Budget Chair Kerry Austin wanted to move it to the Finance Committee. Alderman Ricardo Munoz tried to stop it, but...
And 8 nays. The motion to lay it on the table prevailed.
Austin said it's tax-related, so it should go to the Finance Committee, chaired by an even more powerful alderman, Ed Burke. Rosa called it an old-school stalling tactic. It wasn't the only delay this week.
For the municipal code concerning a tax on non-cigarette tobacco products and associated...
Alderman Harrison, Riley, Posado, Garza, and Urban went to the DMV.
Motion will be deferred and published.
Your Honor, that...
The Emanuel administration tried hard to get some beefed-up tobacco regulations passed, but as you heard, it got blocked by a group of mostly Southside aldermen.
Chicago has the highest in the nation tax on tobacco products. It costs around 12 or 13 bucks to buy a pack of cigarettes. So aldermen said they were very concerned that the mayor's plan to slap on additional taxes would kill small businesses, especially those located along the city's borders. And then there was this issue.
There's a lady that, believe it or not, she works the corner of Springfield and Madison. And at first she was selling loose cigarettes out in the cold. Today she's selling loose cigarettes from the luxury of a brand new Jeep.
That's Alderman Jason Irvin talking about the booming business of selling loose cigarettes, commonly called loosies.
Dr. Julie Morita, the city's health commissioner, argued the taxes are aimed at curbing youth smoking, same goal with raising the city's smoking age to 21. And the $6 million in expected revenue from the hike would go to CPS to fund a new orientation program. But all anyone wanted to talk about is loosies.
This is real stuff that when you come out in these communities and see it, you then may understand it. If you live it, you for sure will understand it. But if you see it, it may give you a better option, a better look at the policies that you're pushing. It may give you a better sense of...
So the mayor's office made some concessions. They proposed increasing the fine on selling loosies from $2,000 to $5,000. And if a person is caught selling a second time, the fine jumps to $10,000. But it wasn't apparently enough. Even with a split vote, the plan passed through committee. 2 hours later, it was blocked on the council floor and won't be heard until at least another month.
And one of the mayor's biggest allies, Southside Alderman Will Burns, sat in on his last city council meeting before leaving for a lobbying job with Airbnb.
I know of all the fine work that Alderman Burns has done.
While we don't always agree, I do genuinely wish you the very best, Will, in the private sector.
I will say this now. When Will speaks, we listen.
Despite all the procedural stuff, there was a kumbaya moment.
Seriously, Alderman Emma Mitz, in a nod to Black History Month, led everybody in a rendition of Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, oh Lord, kumbaya. Thank you, God bless you.
Thank you.
We'll let you know if they're feeling so kumbaya this time next week. Please subscribe to the podcast to find out. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and WGN+.
For now, thanks for listening to the Aldercast. We also provide in-depth original reporting about Chicago and Cook County government to our paid subscribers.
And there's still a week left for you to get AlderTrack's original in-depth reporting for free. You can learn more at aldertrack.com/free.
And it doesn't cost anything to follow us on Twitter. We're at AlderTrack. I'm Claudia Morell.
And I'm A.D. Quigg. Tune in next week.